This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week I will be with you again for a discussion on children's nutrition with Sally Fallon, author of Nourishing Traditions. Now, today we're discussing the role of omega-3 fatty acids in the treatment and prevention of concussions. And our guest is Dr. Michael Lewis, president and founder of Brain Health Education and Research Foundation. Now, I'm excited that we get to talk with Dr. Lewis today. His background is quite interesting, and I'm going to ask him to fill you in on how he got interested in this subject. And go ahead, Dr. Lewis, let's hear your background, and then we'll get started on the omega-3s.
Well, thank you, Dana. I just retired recently after a 31-year career in the Army. In the last couple of years, I was doing traumatic brain injury research, literally because I went to Walter Reed, asked a question about is anybody using or thought about using omega-3s as a nutritional way to help patients recover from traumatic brain injury? And literally the answer was, no, why don't you? And so about 3 to 4 years ago, that was the question I asked, and it basically changed the direction of what I was doing and where I was going. And ultimately, when I retired out of the military, I wanted to continue to pursue the passion that I had developed to try to help traumatic brain injury and concussion patients and to reach a broader audience. It's not just the military. It's also a lot of, as we know, a lot of sports concussions. And ultimately, the parents out there and even the providers and patients really don't have a lot of resources to be able to do anything about concussions and head injury other than appropriately. They're told to rest and stay out of the game and let the brain heal. But I looked at it from a nutritional side. How do you help provide the foundation for the brain to heal?
So. Well, I find your background fascinating, that you're a graduate from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, served in the infantry in Korea, and graduated from Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans. So it looks like you combined your medical education with your experience serving this country. So what have you learned in your research with regard to the omega-3s and concussions?
Well, the first place I had to start was I got in touch with everybody and anybody I could contact about the world's leading experts on omega-3s, and that put me into a great networking network with people at the NIH, at major universities around the world, And one of the key people that helped shape my thinking was Dr. Julian Bales at West Virginia, and who at the time was the head of neurosurgery there, had been the neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers at some time in the past, was the neurosurgeon for the university sports teams, but more famously known for being the primary provider for the lone survivor from the Sago Mine accident in January 2006, where Randy McCloy had suffered severe brain damage from carbon monoxide poisoning. And one of the things Dr. Bales used was high doses of omega-3s down his feeding tube. And as I got to know Dr. Bales and learn from him, it was fascinating to me that he was using, he had a number of patients where he had used omega-3s with some good success, but also then went into the research lab and started to look at it experimentally. And so I was able to consult with him on designing some of the clinical trials that he did in animal experiments, and it was fascinating. And to be honest, there's nothing really other than what Dr. Bales has published, nothing in the literature about omega-3s and traumatic brain injury other than what Dr. Bales has done. There's huge amount of literature about omega-3s and brain health, but not specifically for brain injury.
Well, it's wonderful to hear this type of research. I'm, of course, interested in omega-3 and have been just as a nutritionist. I work with autism spectrum disorder, those with autism, and many other kinds of patients. And so what's exciting, I think, is that we've learned the brain is much more plastic than we were all taught years ago, and that allows it to heal. Could you describe for our listeners what constitutes traumatic brain injury and how many kinds of injuries that term includes?
Well, that's kind of a big topic. So what is traumatic brain injury is there's a lot of terms that get used, and concussion is one. Mild traumatic brain injury is another. And certainly there's a number of different classifications. For example, to call mild, moderate, severe, or blast-related, penetrating versus closed-head injury. So there's all types of different classifications of head injury. But as somebody recently said at a conference where I attended, is there's no really, in a way, there's no such thing, or maybe it's doing a disfavor to call anything, any concussion or anything other than a traumatic brain injury, because even a mild traumatic brain injury is still a brain injury. And a concussion is essentially a mild traumatic brain injury where you've got a jarring or shaking of the brain inside the skull. And if it's a closed head injury, such as a sports injury, where a person falls and hits their head on the ground, or a helmet-to-helmet contact, or a hit with a lacrosse stick or something like that, it's a shaking of the brain inside the skull, where the brain is in this marvelous design of fluid to protect it, the cerebral spinal fluid, and as the brain, it's an acceleration, deceleration type of thing. So if you imagine somebody falling backwards and hitting their head on the playing field, the skull hits the ground, but the brain keeps moving, and it's going to hit. The brain's going to hit the inside of the skull and then reverberate and bounce back and forth like a bowl full of jelly. And so you're going to get what we call a contra-coup injury on multiple sides of the brain. And essentially it's a bruising of the brain. It starts this process of inflammation. And just as if I were to hit somebody in the shoulder and it caused a bruise, the same thing happens to the brain when there's such an injury.
Good description, and thank you for that, because I think it is complicated for most people to understand, although TBI has been something we talk about in the profession. I'm not sure it's a familiar term to most lay people.
Well, and it's complicated to researchers and clinicians as well. So, and there's not a complete understanding, but there's not a complete consensus on even the description of what is a concussion or what is a traumatic brain injury.
Well, that's interesting to know. I would not think that there would be as much confusion within that subject. When we're talking about the plasticity of the brain, let's begin our discussion more on the omega-3s and how specifically DHA, as one of the major brain omega-3 fatty acids, how it affects the brain in healing.
Okay. I came at it from a very different perspective. I'm not a neurologist or a neurosurgeon. I actually am board certified in preventive medicine.
And wonderful.
When I looked at the situation, it was really two things that brought it together. One was knowing Dr. Bale's work with the Sago Mine survivor. And the second thing was reading a basic journal article about the latest and greatest, what they called care or treatment for traumatic brain injury that we were doing at Walter Reed for our soldiers. And when I read that article, I realized that this really wasn't treatment. This is, appropriately, it's to rest the brain and allow it to heal itself, but to call it treatment is not really anything different than we've been doing for 500 or 1,000 years. There are no treatments for the brain. And it's, so when I looked at it as an outsider, literally, and I like to think of it maybe looking at it with fresh eyes, I this is what I would call my brick wall analogy, and that I looked at it and said, if you have a brick wall and it gets damaged, wouldn't you want to use bricks to repair the wall? And when I applied that really simple analogy to the brain, DHA, you know, one of the more important omega-3s, is literally like the bricks of the brain cell wall, the neuron cell wall. And so to me, looking at it from an outside view in a simplistic way, I looked at it as, well, what would happen, or why don't we supply more DHA after an injury to help the brain heal itself? It's not a treatment, but if you don't have the raw materials to rebuild the brain, then the chances of the brain healing itself are going to be lessened. And
I like your analogy.
subsequently, the last 3 years, my clinical experience with about 45, 50 patients has actually been really quite phenomenal. And that simple analogy, that simple hypothesis, at least from a clinical standpoint, seems to be bearing fruit.
Excellent, excellent. And we're going to carry on this conversation because we have much more to explore on this. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, I'll be with you again for a discussion on children's nutrition with my friend and colleague, Sally Fallon, author of Nourishing Traditions. Now, we have been discussing the role of omega-3 fatty acids in traumatic brain injury. We're talking about just not only treatment or addressing the injury, but also how can we prevent problems. We're talking with Dr. Michael Lewis, president and founder of the Brain Health Education and Research Foundation. So let's continue our conversation, Dr. Lewis, about DHA, about the brain, the whole issue of what happens to the brain in injury, and the inflammation and the effects of inflammation on the brain and what we can do to counter that as well.
That sounds great. It's important to note that when we talk about using DHA and or really anything right now, that we're not actually talking about treating brain injury, because in reality it's the brain, it's complicated, and there is no treatment for brain injury. What we can do, and this is continues on to my hypothesis, is that the best we can do is to try to improve the environment and provide the nutritional foundation for ultimately the brain has to heal itself. And we need to optimize the conditions to allow the brain to do that as best as possible. And part of it becomes just understanding the injury itself. We typically classify a brain injury in several different ways, but one of the important ways to note is that there's a primary injury, and then there's a second, what we call a secondary injury or a secondary phase. And so that primary injury, there's nothing we can do about it other than to prevent it from happening. And that primary injury may be a gunshot to the head. It may be a fall on the soccer field. It may be some kind of blunt trauma, perhaps hitting the windshield of a car in a bad car accident. That's the primary injury. The mechanism, the kinetic force that causes the injury itself. And the only way to not have that is to avoid it altogether. But what we hope to do, and this is where lots and lots of incredible research is going on around the world, a lot of it being led by the Department of Defense, but universities literally around the country and around the world, is looking at, is there a way to address that secondary phase of the injury? So you have a patient that's in a car accident, for example, and if you do a CAT scan in the emergency room, they're really only looking to see if there's an active bleed, a subdural bleed, or something that basically needs to go to the operating room to be addressed. If you do a CAT scan or an MRI a week later, it looks like a completely different patient. The bruising that I talked about before has now become apparent over a week or so. And that is a result of this secondary phase, which is an inflammatory phase, where inflammation is important because you have to get the appropriate cells, the white blood cells, and all the different healing cells into the area to start repairing the damage. But the problem that we face in America today is our diet really has set a foundation to where it's a very pro-inflammatory state. And so that inflammatory phase is not well modulated, and particularly in the brain. And omega-3s do a great job of modulating, not eliminating, not stopping the inflammation, because it's important. But when we have an overwhelming amount of omega-6s, which are very pro-inflammatory, that tends to create an overabundance of inflammation and perpetuates or even worsens the damage. So omega-3s can help decrease that inflammation and modulate it or right-size that inflammation.
Well said, well said. Let's talk about the difference between the omega-3s and the omega-6s with regard to the effect on the brain.
Well, both are absolutely vital. They're necessary. They're an integral part of the cell wall, literally. They're both required for even the development of the brain in utero. And what has happened over time, over the last half century, the last 40, 50 years, has been a change in the food supply in America, where over the life span of the human being, the Homo sapien, the ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s has typically been about even par, 1-to-1. And what's happened is unintended consequences. Back in the 60s and 70s, we had conquered a lot of infectious diseases, and we were feeling, we had come out of World War II and really feeling like science and technology could change everything. Immunizations were becoming really in their heyday and had really made some great strides and great promise. One of those things was, how do we provide more calories and cheaper food to our population? And it was through congressional action. It was the onset of things like farm subsidies and stuff like that. And so what it did was it basically created this corporate structure of corporate farming, where the most dense foods, calorically easier to grow, ubiquitous, or soybean and corn, and particularly soybean. And back then, we really didn't know anything about omega-3s or omega-6s, so it was completely unintended consequences, good intentions. But what happened is the amount of soybean in our diet that is consumed across the United States has gone up 12,000-fold in the last century, mostly in the last 50 years. And soybeans actually the largest source of omega-6s And that ratio, if we were to take the average person walking in off the street and measure their blood ratios of omega-6s to omega-3s, instead of being that one-to-one even par, the omega-6s are actually somewhere, the typical person, if they're not taking any kind of fish oil supplements or something like that, that those ratios could be 20 or even 30-to-1. So you have a 30-to-1 pro-inflammatory substance to the modulating substance in our food supply, and it's ubiquitous. We can try to eat organic food, we can try to do this and that, and all the things that we try to do to eat healthy. But unfortunately, it's so pervasive throughout the food chain that we're really swimming uphill. It's an uphill battle. Should we say?
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think you said this very well previously on the show. We talked about the politics of food and corporate farming and the problems with this and where it's going. And you said it well, trying to inexpensively put out as much food as possible. And we're paying that price, not just for the past few generations, but what happens to us because of epigenetics is going to happen to our grandchildren, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. The change is really profound.
Well, and it's unintended consequences, because when a lot of these changes were made, we didn't know or didn't understand the role of omega-3s and omega-6s. And certainly one of the outcomes of the amazing science and technology of the last 40, or post-World War II, really, has been understanding the immune system, the players in the immune system, and how they work and interact with each other. So we understand a lot more now than we did before, but unfortunately, sometimes to reverse some of the seriously major changes, and particularly in the food supply, it's going to be very difficult.
The one thing
that an individual can do to change that omega-6 to 3 ratio, there's two things they can do. One is to get your blood measured. There's a number of different companies out there that offer the ability to look at the omega-3 ratio or the omega-6 to 3 ratio. And so if you have that data and know what your blood levels are, then you can monitor the changes. But the other thing is, while we try to decrease the omega-6s, and that's a very difficult thing to do, you can increase the omega-3s very easily by by increasing the amount of seafood intake on a regular basis, or the easiest and probably safest and quickest way is through supplementation.
Yes, and this is one situation I notice in many studies in the past, and I'm sure you're familiar with this. They would study omega-3s using supplements, but then recommend that the way to get them is through fish, which I always found kind of awkward in a study. They weren't really recommending what they worked with, because there seemed to be a bias against recommending supplements, but the advantage is the purity in the right supplements. Can we address a little bit about the purity of the omegas?
Interestingly enough, one of the things that always gets thrown out there, and the recommendation that came out a number of years ago, that pregnant women should avoid eating fish because of the potential of mercury and PCBs and other contaminants. And that was a recommendation, I think, again, good intentions, but
yes.
Unintended consequences, that
yes.
There's some great studies out of the UK that show that the lower fish intakes actually correlate pretty directly with the IQ of the offspring and from pregnant women. And this is a study of tens of thousands of pregnant women and their offsprings. And so the potential for mercury poisoning versus the potential of lowering the IQ because of the lack of omega-3s, it's not even a fair game. We've damaged ourselves so much as a society and as a population by such recommendations. And so when you have a good quality fish oil supplement, It's literally at the molecular level, it's molecularly distilled, and it's essentially cleaned, and there's zero risk, really, of mercury and PCBs and other poisons that you don't get by eating, you don't get that purity by eating regular fish. You've always got the risk of what was pulled out of the sea.
That's, you know, that's another excellent point. We're going to carry on with this discussion in the next segment, but I appreciate you talking about the fact that women benefited, their babies benefited from eating seafood as opposed to not eating seafood out of fear of the toxins. And, of course, we promote the safer fish, and we'll talk about that in the next segment as well. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on omega-3 fatty acids, particularly their effects in traumatic brain injury.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information, up-to-date information, and news you can use, information about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can stream this through myvillagegreen.com. Visit the site to hear previous radio shows. And next week, I'll be with you again. We'll be talking with Sally Fallon, author of Nourishing Traditions, and the subject is children's nutrition. But today, we're discussing the role of omega-3 fatty acids in brain health with regard to traumatic brain injury, and that term encompasses everything from a mild concussion to a penetrating injury. How can we help the brain heal best? And we're talking with Dr. Michael Lewis, who is president and founder of Brain Health Education and Research Foundation. So let's carry on more about omega-3s, their importance. We talked about omega-6 excess relative to omega-3. The Western diet is pro-inflammatory, whereas omega-3, especially DHA, being very important for the brain and being anti-inflammatory. So let's keep our conversation going, Dr. Lewis.
Okay, thanks, Dana. I think it's really important to look at what can they take away from our conversation, and what types of things they could put into place as far as actionable items. And there's really two things that I would want the listeners to really get from this. I'll start broad and then narrow down a little bit, is management or treatment, and I don't like to use the word treatment because it's not treatment, but the use of omega-3s following a head injury, and what's the potential or the possible role for using omega-3s in preventing head injury. And it's interesting because, in being a preventive medicine physician, I always like to look at the bigger picture, the public health side of things, and what can we be doing to try to decrease the amount of disease, keep people out of the hospital, keep them healthy. And we live in the Bethesda area. We live in an area that's just absolutely crazy about soccer, for example. And interestingly enough, in youth, and I describe youth as high school age, so 18 and younger, in youth sports, the most common head injuries are found in, not surprisingly, in football, high school football, and so on. But what's really surprising is, and this is very important in our area, is the second most common, and this is across the whole country, the second most common sport is actually women's or girls' soccer, which is a bit surprising. And there's some thoughts as to why that is, and is it that the developing brain in a female is different at age 15 than males, and certainly it is, but it may have things to do with the neck strength of a girl versus a 15-year-old boy and things like that. But it's kind of surprising, but it's really important in this area because soccer is just so prevalent. There's tens of thousands of kids out there playing soccer in our county. So what would I give to a mother or a parent or even the teenager that's out there playing soccer in any one of the leagues or clubs or high schools or junior high would really be that there is a role for omega-3s in general health. It's good for, we know it's good for our heart. It helps kind of calm the brain down, in particular the frontal lobe. There's a number of good studies that show that the potential for mental health issues, everything from there's good studies that show that it can be effective in high enough doses in depression, but also ADHD and other things. And I would suggest go dig into the literature to pull those studies out and come to your own conclusions, because it is a bit controversial. But one of the things that I look at is if we can increase or change the ratio to where we can get back to that evolutionary ratio of more even of omega-6s to omega-3s, so they're not in such a, our brain, and you are what you eat, and that reflects right down to the cell wall level in the brain, and we know that from great studies at the NIH. If we can change that ratio and through increasing the amount of omega-3s, what would I tell a mom of, say, a 15-year-old soccer or football player is that that their son or daughter should be on a regular daily supplement of omega-3s to increase the amount of omega-3s to basically increase the resilience of the brain to potentially withstand injury in the first place, or increase that threshold to where an injury occurs. And the other side of it is, if an injury does occur, you've already got the raw rebuilding materials there to be able to help the brain hopefully better recover from that. I've got a 12 and a 14-year-old that are very active in sports, and they don't leave the breakfast table without taking, they take literally 4 double-strength capsules of fish oil a day at 12 years old. And my 12-year-old son plays any sport with a ball, whether, you know, football, baseball, basketball, and soccer, literally. And he at 12 for years, but at 12 years old, he takes 4 double-strength capsules every morning. That's the takeaway for parents, is you can help increase the resilience of the brain. And go back to Dr. Bales. One of the things he looked at West Virginia was, in experimental models, what happens if you feed animals for a month prior to injury, and it actually had a just as profound effect on the injury that it did using omega-3s after an injury. So it was really profound. And again, for those, we're in a very sophisticated area, and for those parents, I would encourage them to look up into the scientific literature to see some of these studies.
Well, this is good news, and it's new news. And that sounds redundant, but I am not sure that message has gotten out. And the benefits with omega-3, we are talking about being preventive so that the brain is optimally healthy with regard to potential injury. But you also mentioned the effects on mood, on cognition, behavior. We also know that the omega-3s, especially DHA, not only help the brain, but vision and cognition, whereas the EPA omega-3 has more impact on skin and immunity. So we do want both, but that DHA is, as you said, the bricks in the cell membranes, part of the bricks in the brain. So this is great news all across the board, especially in teenagers and in sports, and the fact that they tend to be the ones that can suffer from moodiness. We talked about mood before, and I wondered if you could address a little bit about the issue of military suicide and the omega-3s. I know on your site you had an excellent article on that.
Well, that's an excellent segue. And in fact, with a good friend and colleague, Dr. Joseph Hiblin at the NIH, who's a psychiatrist, and he's the lead researcher at the NIH on omega-3s in psychiatric, well, really on omega-3s, but his, being a psychiatrist, that's one of his areas of interest. And so Dr. Hiblin and I last year published what we think is a really absolutely vitally important paper, and we looked at 800 active documented active duty suicides and between the years 2002 and 2008, because we specifically wanted to look at that time frame, and that was when we had the data available to us. But we want to look at the time frame of the Iraq-Afghanistan wars. And we looked at 800 suicides and 800 well-matched controls. And DOD and the military typically draw blood on a fairly regular basis for HIV testing or pre-deployment testing and all these different factors. But every time blood is drawn, what's left over gets spun down, frozen, and put in a big freezer in Silver Spring. And there's roughly 45 million specimens that have been cataloged and tied to databases over the last since 1991, I believe, since the first Gulf War. So we had all this potential data there. So we requested 800 suicides, blood from 800 suicides drawn within 6 months prior to their suicide, and 800 well-matched controls. And what we found were two things. One is, and overall, the 1,600 samples, so we're not talking a few, we're talking a lot of samples, the overall levels of omega-3s were actually profoundly low. We were actually shocked at how low the omega-3 levels were. But secondly, and much more important, what we found was when we basically laid them out from high to low, and if we took the top 5% of the blood values, and we took the 95%, obviously large majority of them, the 95% compared to those top 5%, it was a 62% increased risk that they were a suicide. Now, this is looking retrospectively. It's not a prospective study. So we can make a correlation, but it's not necessarily a causative finding, but it's to be a 62% increased risk, or for those scientific people out there, an odds ratio of 1.62, it was profound that there would be that much of a correlation between low omega-3s and specific low DHA levels and suicide.
Wow. We want to cover this even more in the final segment. That is just an amazing piece of information. And if you're just tuning in with us, we are the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more information from Dr. Michael Lewis on omega-3 fatty acids, brain trauma, and we've just talked about suicide, and we'll carry that further. So thank you for listening, and stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the show, and I do alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. However, next week I'll be back with you again. We'll be talking with Sally Fallon, who's the author of Nourishing Traditions, and we'll discuss children's nutrition. I want to remind you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows, and that's very interesting. They give you a lot of information, so if you have a particular subject, you can locate that on the site, myvillagegreen.com. Now, today we've been discussing the role of omega-3 fatty acids in brain health, traumatic brain injury, prevention, and we're talking with Dr. Michael Lewis, president and founder of Brain Health Education and Research Foundation. So let's carry on the conversation. We ended the last segment with this huge piece of information that in evaluating the omega-3, omega-6 fatty acid levels of those in the military who did not commit suicide as compared to those that did, there was a 60% increased risk for suicide in the lower omega-3 fatty acid individuals. I'm giving you kind of an overview of that, but we want to go on and talk about that a little bit more and what Dr. Lewis's protocol for prevention is. So, Dr. Lewis, more good information, please.
Well, there's a ton of information, and as you said earlier in the show, this is new news, but it really shouldn't be. There's over 9,000 clinical trials that have been done on omega-3s, and a lot of it on heart health. So we're very confident and that it's good for your heart. A ton of studies on brain health, but there's very, very few. There's only literally three articles on that actually look at the clinical side of brain injury, and those are only done in animals. And so there's really no studies on concussion and brain injury in humans. And so we're kind of breaking new ground here. We're taking what we know in science, and we're making a leap, a logical leap, to where we think it can go for that omega-3s can be used for potentially for mental health as severe as suicide. And so would it make sense for somebody that's having problems, maybe a returning veteran or somebody that's suffering from depression following concussions, to increase their omega-3s? Absolutely. And we talked about that article that was published last year. Another article was published last year in Military Medicine, co-written by myself and Dr. Bales from, at the time, West Virginia. He's now in Chicago. We did a review and a position paper on the idea of using omega-3s as a neuroprophylactic to increase the resilience of the brain. So that's another sort of a position paper that's out in the scientific literature. And the third one that is in the process of being published right now was a case report of a severe car accident where I worked with the family and the neurosurgeon to use very high doses of omega-3s following a severe car accident where basically the 18-year-old kid was not expected to even live and subsequently went to his high school graduation 3 months later, and 2 years now down the road is doing better. He's not a typical 20-year-old, but he's alive and he's doing well, and he's actually starting college next month. So some fascinating, fun, interesting subjects, far more than we can talk about today. But ultimately, what is it that I would recommend? Well, first is one of the things is I've developed two websites that I think can be good for people to go to. One is brainhealtheducation.org, and that has a lot of information about concussions and the general concepts. And it And the second one is omegasforathletes.com, and use the number 4 in the middle there. And both of them link to what I would recommend as a protocol that a person that is concerned either for themselves or their child, their teenager, of essentially how to go about it. How much fish oil should I be taking? What should I be looking for in a good quality fish oil? So Village Green Apothecary carries several good brands. The one I tend to use that I like and have the most experience with is Nordic Naturals. And I am a consultant to Nordic Naturals. I will make sure that people know that. And the reason why is because I think that they have a great product. But I literally, no matter what the situation is, whether it's somebody that says, well, my kid or I have a ADHD or had a concussion, or where do I start? And I typically start people literally in these really high strength double concentration type of capsules that I said, like my 12-year-old takes. I start people typically with 15 a day, like 5 capsules 3 times a day, for a week, just to really get wake up the system and get people's attention. And then I drift down to over a second week, and then into a third week, more of a maintenance level that's considered heart healthy, approved by the FDA of 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of EPA DHA on a daily basis. That's what the FDA says is generally recognized as safe. But I like to kind of get people shake up the system, because our systems are so flooded with omega-6s, we really need to kind of wake things up. And I've had tremendous success, even in people that don't think they have a problem. If I took a typical person, I've done this multiple times, to make a point, is start them on that high dose and say, you'll notice two things. One is you probably won't have any side effects, and we won't even get into that, but there, you know, typical side effects may be a little upset stomach, if any. There's really, I've never had a problem with anybody having side effects. But the most important thing is they notice a difference. They're calmer. They're less excitable. They just notice that their mood is more elevated, and they really notice the difference. So I would say the best place to go is the websites of brainhealtheducation.org and omegasforathletes.com.
Well, that's very helpful, and I want to remind them that's brainhealtheducation.org and omegasforathletes.com.
And number 4.
In the middle of it. Well, we're really getting to the end of the show. Can you run down very quickly what you're using with your protocol beside the omega-3s?
Well, there's so much potential for nutritional ways to help. We could talk about magnesium and zinc and other things, the B vitamins. But I've been retired out of the military now for 6 months, and I have to start somewhere, and I wanted to start with the real basic bricks type of foundation, and I think omega-3s is the place to start.
Absolutely.
As we grow, we hope to be able to pursue looking into some of these other nutritional ways to help.
Good, good. We're going to have you back then, because we have to have more information from you, Dr. Lewis. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Dana. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. A reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah.
about the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Graham. Well, Mitt Romney meets with Israeli leaders and works to improve his foreign policy credentials. Some Republicans